Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Really so glad to have you listening today. This is one of those times I need your participation. It's another edition of Talk to Me Thursday. We do this every Thursday, second hour of the show, where the phone lines are open and you are the guest. So I purposely don't book a guest because I want to talk with you. And we pitch questions like, what are you afraid of? What does your self-talk sound like? Well, today's question is, if you could have a do-over in any area of life, what would you do? What would it be? And you can call anonymously if you want, but you don't have to. If you could have a do-over, looking back, it's like, if I could have another shot at that, I would do it differently. And this is how I would do it. Because your story, your wisdom, your foresight, I'm telling you, will make all the difference for somebody else listening today. So here we go. The lines are open. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. If you could have a do-over in any area of life, what would it be? Okay, a couple quick announcements as I wait for your call, which means you are going to call me, right? We have a live studio audience event next Thursday with Dr. Troy. And, you know, we have him on every month, Health and Healing with Dr. Troy. We've got a limited amount, a number of spaces available, about 70. We heard from about that many people, I would say. I think we're right there. But what happens here is you email in saying, yes, count me in. Then Sarah sends you an email to confirm. Now she needs to hear from you. So you got to confirm your spot, okay? So really want you to make sure, check your inbox and then respond to Sarah and say, yes, I will be there because we want to meet you, all right? Would love to see you there. Also, I'd love to let you know that we are partnering with Truth for Life because they've got an ebook available and it really is about contemplating the identity of Jesus, the majesty of Jesus. If you long to just dig deeper in who Jesus is, I'd love for you to request your free ebook. It's written by Alistair Begg and Sinclair Ferguson. All you have to do is sign up for free on our website at myfaithradio.com, myfaithradio.com. So I see a few calls coming in, and I love you for it. Thank you so much. I get nervous like every Thursday going, what if this is a day? Nobody calls me. But I'll tell you what, if I could do over, if I had to do over, I would wrestle more of my fear to the ground. I've come so far, and I've still got a ways to go. But I feel like fear impacted my parenting in a significant way. And my kids are so gracious. I've apologized to them. They're grown now and so precious about it. But I just think it would have been different for them had I not been so afraid. I'm just bummed that I dealt with that. But God is the Redeemer, and I'm trusting that He'll redeem. So how about you? If you had a do-over, what would it be? 877-933-2484. We've got Mary checking in from Manitoba. Hey, Mary, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Okay. I listen to you every chance I get.
Oh, I'm so glad. And I appreciate you being the first caller.
I stream it on the internet.
Oh, very good. Manitoba. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fantastic. Good. How would you answer the question?
Well, my biggest thing and that I've tried to instill in my daughters getting married was to be truthful from the start of your relationship and your marriage. I've been married 37 years, and those first years I would actually not tell the truth just so that my husband would be happy.
Hmm.
And that is one thing I've tried so much to instill in my daughters, to ever do that.
Boy, that's so good. I remember when we were newly married, my mom told me, and she's just a tiny little thing with seven kids. She's just like half our size. But she said, Susie, she said, fight a lot in the early years of marriage. And I said, what do you mean? She goes, I mean, fight for the truth. Because she said, you might think you're doing a service to the marriage by absorbing a lot and kind of just not saying anything. But she said, consider it like wet concrete. She said, the foundation is forming in your marriage. And this is when you got to be honest and fight for the things that matter. And it may be messy, but it'll be a more sturdy foundation when it's all said and done. And I think that's really, really great advice. And Mary, what advice do you have then for that person listening today who's maybe afraid of the implications of being honest?
Isaiah 41:10 has been a big, big thing for me. Fear not, because God is going to help me.
Mm. Amen. Thank you.
That to me has been the best verse. I received it after I was diagnosed with cancer from a friend. And I've gone back to that so many times, and it is a fear. It's a fear of what is the person that you now married is going to say if you've done something or that he maybe not approve of.
Yeah.
And then always make it better than it is, because it's fear. It's fear
That's
why
right.
I did it.
Yeah. Well, Mary, thank you. I think someone needed to hear that today, and it does take courage, and it takes courage even that you called. So God bless you, and thanks for listening from Manitoba. Love that. 877-933-2484. It's Talk to Me Thursday. The question is, if you could have a do-over in any area of life, what would it be? And you're offering advice to somebody listening today. Hey, Tim from Albertville, you're on the air.
Yes.
Thanks for calling.
Yes.
How would you answer the question?
I would like to do my marriage over.
Yeah? Say more.
My wife divorced me after 27 years of marriage last year.
Oh, I'm so sorry. What would you do different?
Well, for one, I wouldn't work so much. I've always been a workaholic, but, you know, I really needed to treat my wife like the gift that she was from God, and I really didn't appreciate her like I should have, and sort of treated my wife better and spent more time, quality time with her.
Wow. Again, Tim, that takes so much courage. I can imagine being where you are now. You're divorced. You didn't want to be. You've got regrets. How do you
right.
sort through that so that you don't come under condemnation? What's God speaking to you about that?
Just that he's, you know, it's his plan. He's got a better plan for me. His plan is to prosper me and not harm me, you know.
Yeah.
So I dwell on that and live with that and hope that better things are to come, you know.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's amazing. So if the Lord allows you to marry again, you will know to treasure your wife, you know. I mean, it'll be an amazing thing to look at because you've walked a road and you're changed by it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can I pray for you?
Yes.
Father, thank you for Tim. Thank you for his honesty and his courage. And I just pray you'd heal his heart in the deepest ways and you bless him. And I thank you for Jeremiah 29:11 over his life, that you do have a plan to prosper him, not to harm him, to give him a hope and a future. You forgive us, you redeem us, and you restore us. And I just bless him and I thank you for him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. Thanks for calling. It's Talk to Me Thursday, and the question is, if you could have a do-over in any area of life, what would it be? 877-933-2484. It's a toll-free call. You can call anonymously if you'd like to as well. Rose is checking in from Minneapolis. Hey, Rose.
Hi, Susie.
Thanks for calling today.
You're welcome, and I like your topic.
Good. So tell me, what would you do over?
I would have taken better... more control over my health instead of just taking what the doctor had told me. Mm-hmm. And I would have had a uterine fibroid surgery so that I could have had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And now that was always a desire of mine, but now I am of age where I can't.
So how are you processing that, Rose? I mean, does it compel you to despair? Has God given you a new song in your heart? I mean, how are you processing that?
Yes, Susie, the Lord has given me peace about it.
Mm.
And I have so many children that have been birthed from within my heart.
Yeah.
That I have countless children.
Thank you, Lord. Wow. And I can hear it.
Thank you,
I can
Lord.
Hear your joy countenance. I can hear it in your voice, Rose. And that is the thing is, you know, we all have missteps, mistakes, mess ups, and he can redeem our story. I mean, he's the only one who lives plan A, and he takes our plan B, C, and turns it into A somehow. So hallelujah. Thank you,
so
Rose.
True. So
Thank
true.
You. Wow.
God bless you.
And you as well. God bless you. So I'm reading this book from this old evangelist, and it's just wrecking me. It's so good in the best way. Roy Hessen, I think I'm saying his name right. He's known for his book, Calvary Road, and I've not read that one. But this one is titled, When I Saw Him, Where Revival Begins. And he talks about that verse. Remember Isaiah 30:15, in repentance and rest will be your salvation, in quietness and confidence will be your strength. Well, he says, Isaiah 30:15 sets this out beautifully. For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest, you shall be saved. He says, there are two conditions here. If God's salvation is to come to us in a new way, first, there's a returning, which simply means repentance, returning to the Lord, and then resting. Listen to this, though. He says, for many of us, however, it's too often in returning and resolving. Think about that. So we return and we repent and then we resolve. He says, in repenting and making new promises. But that is to put us again on the ground of works in spite of having repented. But when we have seen the blood of Jesus, we do not talk like that. It is in returning and resting. In other words, you rest in the finished work of Christ, and everything you do out of that place is response to the invitation. So he further writes, now that we've returned, we can take it that we are right with God by the power of the blood of Jesus. We can rest with regard to our righteousness before God. Listen to this. We can also rest with regard to all the consequences of our sin and folly. Once the man in the middle of the mess he has created has repented, he can rest with regard to that mess. For God not only forgives, but delights to take over the situation that has been created, and he makes a new thing out of it. As someone once said, Jesus not only forgives the messer, but he unmesses the mess. Isn't that great? And so it is that the returning one can rest on that count too and see the Lord do wondrous things for him. We'll take one more call here before we go to break. Fantastic. Anonymous checking in from Freedom, Wisconsin. Hey, friend, you're on the air.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well as well. Thank you so much for calling. So we're talking do-overs. If you could have a do-over, what would it be?
I think I would have made different decisions in regards to, I think a personal relationship with myself back in college, which then resulted in a pregnancy. And then it was just one of those situations where my parents didn't trust that I could raise a child, and so they made a decision for me that, that was very difficult.
Wow.
And
they urged you to have, so you're saying they urged you to have an abortion?
Yeah. Mm. And, the only way for a young mind to make any sense of it, and I do praise God for that, is that I can remember just thinking over and over and over that I gave my child the best father I could.
Hmm. Wow.
That's the only thing that helped me through those early times. But yeah, that's a big do-over card.
Yeah.
But I often wonder, I don't know, I often wonder, am I where I am today because of those choices.
What do you mean?
I don't know. So I often wonder, do I still play the same card or would I pick it back up? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I know, I'm thinking you probably know this, that God isn't a punitive God, that I hope you're saying where you are now isn't payback for the choice you made back then. I mean, there is forgiveness under the blood of Jesus. And I just pray with all my heart, you can know a healing and a restoration, because that's a trauma. For one, to have to, have your parents be pushing you in that direction and feeling like you maybe don't have a choice, and then dealing with the implications of a baby that you had in your body that is now dead. I can't even imagine how deeply that must have affected you. Do you feel like you've walked through the healing process?
I feel like I have walked through the healing process, but with saying that, it's my own healing process. I can't heal for my parents. I can't heal.
Right.
For anybody else, I could only heal for me. And I do believe God is a forgiving God. It took me a while to believe that.
He is.
It took me, I mean, not that he wasn't a forgiving God, but I felt like I needed to be forgiven like 10 times over.
Yeah.
Like I needed for him to know how sorry I really was. So I have walked it, but now when you walk it that far, now it's the forgiveness for me to give to my parents.
Yeah. Wow. I can hear the faith in your heart. And I just pray God's richest blessings as you walk this out. I mean, the things that we've all been forgiven. I mean, I think when we see Jesus face to face, we're going to marvel at the depth of our offense and marvel at the depth of his love. We don't even know what we don't know. But I just pray that you'd sense his presence as he walks you through the rest of this process. And I just thank you for calling today. I just think, maybe somebody's listening, contemplating an abortion, and they heard your story and regret and pray that you'll turn around and make a different choice. Talking about do-overs today, if we could have a do-over, what would it be? Tom from Fargo is up next. The phone lines are open. It's a toll-free call, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute. You know, he's such a good God. He loves us so very much. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is The Promise. Every Thursday, second hour, we do something called Talk to Me Thursday, and then we're here right now. And so Talk to Me Thursday is where I don't book a guest because you're my special guest, and I sort of throw a question out there and ask you to answer it. And they're always gutsy questions, so I always marvel that you call and answer, and I'm so proud of you for that. Today's question is this. If you could have a chance at a do-over in some area of your life, what would it be? And we all have these. I just want you to know you're not alone. But you can call anonymously if you'd like. It's a toll-free call, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. Or you can email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. We've got Tom checking in from Fargo, our good buddy. Hey, Tom, thanks for calling.
Hi, Susie. So good to talk to you again and hear your voice.
You too.
You bring up fear. And, I mean, you mentioned that, and that is something that I unfortunately inherited that from my mom. Mm-hmm. And my parents divorced when I was 10 years old, and my dad made sure my mom lived in fear until wow. almost the day she died.
Wow.
And so, we owned property over in northern Minnesota. He said, "This land is always for the boys. You can't do anything with it. You can't move. You can't anything." And unfortunately, so then my mom was scared of doing anything. She was scared of having anything done on the house or stuff unless my dad did it. And he lived 300, 400 miles away and eventually remarried. But the fear, and I have fear now, recently lost my job. And so the fear creeps up. You know how fear creeps up.
Yep.
I mean, I know you know. Yep. And so the fear creeps up, and it says, and it talks to you. And it doesn't help that it's this time of the year when it's cloudy.
Yes.
Or you've got, you know,
yeah.
cloudy days, all that stuff. And then one other thing, I wish I would have followed my dream of being a meteorologist or an architect. Because I still have a passion for weather and for building. I
wow.
love it. I love it very much.
So would you kind of say that fear then is the thing that kind of kept you from going after the things that you wish you would have?
Oh, yeah. Hmm. I would say fear was, it was encouraged to not go after. My mom actually had told me several times, "Don't do this. Wait for your father. Wait for your, don't try." Unlike my wife, whom you know, and
yes.
who was encouraged by her dad to say, to go ahead, try it. It gets good for you. Go try new stuff. So she did, and she's successful, you know.
Yeah. Well, Tom, I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray that God just gives you a fresh vision for this next season, because you are a man of God. He loves you. You lost your job. You're still breathing. He has something for you to do. So I pray that he blows you away with whatever his plan is, and that he brings it about sooner than later. So I'm going to pray that.
Thanks,
yeah, you're a good brother. That's Tom from Fargo. Okay, we got Megan checking in from Minnesota. Hey, Megan, am I saying your name right?
Yes, you are.
Yay! Woohoo!
Thank you.
Sorry, just had to have a little celebration there for a moment. So
yeah, right.
Yeah. So tell me, what would be your do-over?
Well, my husband and I are recently empty nesters, and we homeschooled our two sons. And I just find myself just kind of reflecting back on the emphasis of their education. And I really wish that I gave him more of a worldview, you know, a Christian worldview,
mm-hmm.
and just had more of an understanding of the importance of, that, you know, that there's such an attempt for young people's minds
yeah.
and to deceive them. And so, you know, I wish there was just more emphasis on that, more emphasis on history, on sort of classic education, you know, kind of
yeah.
like what we were taught when we were younger.
So what do you sense God telling you now as far as how to sort through that?
Well, there is nothing I can do about that now. You know, they're young men, they're in their early 20s. And I think that regrets like that is just probably don't even go there.
Yeah, and I would challenge you. I want to grab one more call here before the bottom of the break, but I would challenge you also to pray that God would give them a hunger for the classics, a hunger to have a biblical worldview, because you can do that. And I mean, I look at things and places that I feel like I missed or could have stepped up more with my boys. I'm going after it in prayer, going, Lord, I gave you my offering. It's imperfect. Fill in every gap, multiply every offering, do what I couldn't do for them. And you can do that. And it would be interesting to see if they develop a hunger and a thirst for these kinds of things, you know?
Oh, I receive that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, Megan, so good to meet you, and thank you so much for calling. God bless you. Candy is checking in from Wisconsin. We've got about 2 minutes before our break, Candy, but I want to hear from you. What's your deal over, if you could do one?
If I could do anything over in my entire life, one of the things I would do is I would get to know my husband better before we got married. We had a really whirlwind courtship, and we were married less than a year after we met. And I found out after we got married that I didn't know nearly as much about him as I thought I did, or about what it would be like to be married to him. He has a previous marriage with two boys, and being a stepmom was something I had no experience with. On top of that, he had some mental illness, and I didn't know what to do with that. And now I've been with him for 10 years, and I love him to death. And I just kind of wish it would have been a longer time from when we met to when we got married, so that I could have him be my friend better before we went in to combine our futures.
Well, Candy, I just feel like someone's listening today who's doing the whirlwind thing. And when you're in the whirlwind, you don't want to hear what anybody has to say. But you've walked this, so I'm praying that they'll hear what you have to say. And I also pray that God will still somehow redeem that time that you didn't have. That is wisdom. I just know someone's listening who needed to hear what you had to say. But I'm praying for your situation, that God would redeem your heart and just build up your relationship beyond your wildest dreams. Thank you so much for calling. I see Brandy from Fargo, Jenny from Minnesota. Love to hear from both of you. Hang on if you can. We just have a short break here. It is Talk to Me Thursday. The question is, if you could have a do-over in any area of life, what would it be? And do you see the wisdom that's coming out of these friends? But also I want you to see the redemption that God has for each one of them, right? It ain't over till Jesus says it's over. And he can take the biggest mess and make it a message. 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute. Having an amazing conversation with you, our dear listeners, on Thursday's second hour. We purposely don't book guests so we can talk to you. We call it Talk to Me Thursday here on Live the Promise. I throw a question out there and you answer it, and I'm always amazed at your thoughtful answers. This is a tough question, but there's wisdom in it, all right? The question is, if you could have a do-over in any area of your life, what would it be? Now, there's twofold purpose as to why I'm asking this. One is that you have wisdom for somebody listening today. Like, for instance, somebody who called before the show wishes she would have had a whirlwind courtship. She would have gone longer to get to know her husband better. Maybe you needed to hear that. But also to just reassure you, the caller, that God can redeem your story. He restores our lives. He redeems our messes. And he is just like that, you know. We've got a toll-free number here, 877-933-2484. Jenny's checking in from Minnesota. Hey, Jenny, thanks for holding, and you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. So what would be the do-over for you?
My husband was on the internet the last 3 years of our marriage, and I said nothing. I tried harder. I cooked more. I baked more. I cleaned more. Mm. And I said nothing, and he divorced me by leaving me a note saying, I filed for divorce. If you don't do something, you'll get nothing. And I just wish I would have confronted him, but...
Mm. So sorry.
It's still haunting me.
Do you feel the weight of that divorce? I mean, I just, because there's times where we have a portion, but I think the enemy is a master at making us feel like we are carrying way more responsibility than we actually have. Do you know what I'm saying? That there's a portion of something where you can get before God and say, Lord, I regret this. Forgive me if I miss something, but yours is not the weight of this divorce. He is bent on his sin. You know what I'm saying? I mean, do you battle that or do you have a pretty good perspective there?
No, I think I strongly believe that people should own up to their morals. And no, I don't think so. I think you have to be your brother's keeper. And if they're sinning, you have to say something, and I'm terrible at it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and you're right. I mean, it's good to say, and I totally agree with you. What I guess I'm asking is, are you able to separate what was yours and what was his?
I don't know. I just have so regretful. I kick myself all the time. I'm sad all the time about it.
And this is why I'm asking, because there is a point where, you know, where regret can actually just kind of poison your soul. And what I feel like, because I've dealt with regrets as well, and I don't know if this will help you, Jenny, but I feel like there's this dividing line that there's something that's yours that maybe God was nudging you and you weren't listening, you were afraid, and you didn't do it, and you should have. Okay, so that you bring before the Lord to say, Lord, I missed it. I blew it. I was afraid. I used self-protection rather than fighting for my marriage. Forgive me, Lord. And you're face down. You're at the cross. The blood of Jesus will lift you up in resurrection power again. But when you regret and rehearse and rehash something as if the full weight of the divorce is on you, you're not going to find a joy or a peace because the full weight isn't on you. Do you know what I'm saying? So for me, there's a dividing line between what's yours and what the enemy is saying is yours. And that's where you engage your faith on that place and go, here, where he's trying to blame me for this whole thing, Lord, you're more than enough for me. I made this error. I've been forgiven. He's responsible for his choices too, but I'm going to move forward in faith and believe you've got a plan and a purpose for me, that you're not going to be forever held captive by this thing. And again, there were more players involved than just you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Can I pray for you?
Please.
Lord, I just pray for Jenny, and I pray, God, you'd heal her heart. And I pray you give her a clear discernment, a dividing, discerning line between what's hers and what's her ex-husband's. What is hers to bring before you and receive the full grace and the mercy that you offer to us as sinners, and where you want her to engage her faith and put the shield up and tell the enemy to shut up and to put him under her feet, Lord, that she can walk forward in freedom. I pray you'd start the healing process even today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
May you be healed, dear girl. Thank you for calling. All right, Julie's checking in from New Prague, and Katie's next. Hey, Julie, you're on the air.
Hi, Susie.
Good to have you calling. Thanks for calling us today.
Thank you.
So what's your do-over?
I actually, about 12, 13 weeks ago, I got hit in the battlefield of the mind by the enemy. And I had a feeling, strong feeling, that I was going to hell. And I cried out to God, and I didn't know at the time that there was such thing as a battlefield in the mind. And when I was crying out to God, I was thinking about all the stuff I did wrong. And there was a little voice that said, but here's what you've done right. And I didn't listen to it, and I listened to the enemy for a very long time, but God showed me he was still with me. He loved me. He led me through it, and I'm slowly coming out of it.
Thank you, Lord.
So, well, and it led to other thoughts, and it led to worse things, but I feel like I'm being pulled out of it, and that during that time, the Holy Spirit was still nudging me to move up a step, and I was like, God, how can I move up a step? I feel like I'm a mess right now. But I'm coming out of it, and I just wish I would have listened, and it would have saved me all that trouble.
Yeah,
I would have listened to his still small voice, you know.
Yeah. Well, Julie, I was going to say, for what it's worth, the enemy is just pouring out onslaughts of anxiety, of doubt, of despair, on God's people all over the place. He knows his time is short, and it's easy to feel isolated, like you're the only one, but you're not. And I would spend some time in the book of Ephesians. It's one of my favorite books of the Bible because, one, it talks so much about the love of God that fills us to overflowing, and then, two, it equips us to use our armor. And that shield of faith in Ephesians 6:16 says we can block every fiery dart the enemy sends our way. And what I have learned about warfare is you do have to get a little grit in your growl. You do have to raise a shield and go, that, even if that feels true, it's not true, because the Bible says something different. I'm not listening to this anymore. And sometimes you have to walk through a firestorm, but you'll be stronger on the other side. So you're so right. And somebody needed to hear what you're saying, Julie, because they're in the firestorm and it's time to rise up and fight back. And you will win the battle, because overwhelming victory belongs to us. So, Julie, thank you for just using yourself as an example. And now you know better, right? I mean, he starts to come at you, you're going to put him down quicker.
Oh, yeah. I went to so many prayer at church, and finally the guy was like, well, who are you going to listen to?
Yeah.
You're right.
Okay. I got it now. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for calling, dear one. I just appreciate that so much. It is Talk to Me Thursday, and the question is, if you could have a do-over in any area of life, what would it be? Feel free to call anonymously, 877-933-2484. Katie's checking in from Plymouth. Hey, Katie, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Susie. Huh? Thank you for taking calls, and I want to let you know I really appreciate you and what you do, and you talk to me often on the radio, and it's very comforting and grounding, and thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for letting me know that. So appreciate that. So I'm so curious what you want to be have a do-over for.
So if I could have a do-over, I would protect my heart more and be more concrete and bold in setting up healthy boundaries for myself and for my family. I'm a single mom with a young daughter, and I would like to elaborate a little more. Protecting my heart against toxic people.
Yeah.
And this is, I see, like, this has been a huge crux for me in my life, because I have gotten stuck with a couple relationships with men that ended up being awful, awful to the point where now where I stand, I'm totally comfortable never having a partner. And I wish I would have learned from my parents how to look at people and set the boundaries. You know, you could.
I lost you. Are you still there? Oh, I lost her. Wow. What Katie said is so important, boy. I mean, we put up with way too much. And in her case, as a single mom, learning to draw boundaries so that toxic people don't get on your land, so to speak, get into your heart. And there are people who don't want to be healthy, and they are bad for you. And may God give you discernment if you're in that kind of a place, as Katie said. And, man, she's a brave single mom. I appreciate her very much. Betty, is checking in from South Dakota. Hey, Betty, you're on the air.
Hi, actually it's Debbie, but that doesn't matter.
It's Debbie?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It does matter. Your name definitely matters. Sorry, Debbie. So tell me what your do-over would be.
Well, actually, and I just tuned in, so I don't know what was said before, but if I had one thing to do over, it would be to not marry somebody that isn't a Christian also, that doesn't put Jesus before everything else. I married a guy, and it was nothing but fun at first, but as the years go by, you know, now him not being a Christian, it leads to so many heartaches for me to deal with somebody that doesn't have values. It's horrible. It really is.
So how do you sort through that so you don't go into the ditch of despair, since that's your reality right now?
I read the Bible a lot. I trust in God that I'm where he wants me to be, and he will work something out for the good of the situation I'm in. I just stay in prayer a lot.
Good for you. All right. Well, what advice do you have for someone listening today, Debbie, that's bent on marrying somebody that they know is not a believer? What do you say?
Well, I would say take your time, because as time goes by, those red flags show up. And if you ignore them, that's when you're going to get in trouble.
Very good. Thank you so much, Debbie. And thanks for your grace for me calling you Betty. Really sorry. But I pray that God does something. I know of a gal, she's been kind of a mentor to me over the years, that she came to Christ after she was married. So she, for her, most of her whole married life, he was not saved. And then he came to Christ in their retirement years, and his growth accelerated so fast that he's now become the spiritual leader of that home. And she's just blown away by it. So don't give up hope. I mean, I'd still be praying about that. I'm sure you are. But I pray that God just satisfies the deepest desires of your heart.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling, dear Debbie. I almost called you Betty again. I can't believe I did that. Okay, Rosemarie's checking in from Florida. Love to hear from her. Thanks for calling, Rosemarie. What's your do-over?
My do-over is my son. I am a teacher. I have been teaching for 20 years, but I had a child at 42 years old because I thought I couldn't have one. And I was just listening when you talked about abortions earlier, and I had a few myself when I was young, but I had brought that to the cross, and God said, I'm going to see those children again. So I was like, okay, Lord, I guess my kids are going to be my students because I teach second grade. And as soon as I said that, I got pregnant and I had a child. So now I'm 58 and he's 15. And I got really involved with my work. And I come home a few hours later than he does. And now he went from being Bible study champion to hardly even ever wanting to read the word or do anything. And I'm just having a lot of problems with him in school. So my regret is I should, I mean, we used to lay in bed, do the word together and everything. And now, by the time I got home, and so now he's not even doing that at all. I get him a Bible. Well, he'll pray with us sometimes. He'll go to church, but he won't get involved. You know what I mean? So that's my regret, that I didn't stay with him daily. You know what I mean? I mean, I still seek the Lord every single morning, and I've been singing in the choir for like 18 years. But, and he comes, but I don't know what to do from here.
Well, he's still young, Rosemarie, so I want you to fast and pray and do whatever you can to change your hours. In fact, I would sit down with him and say, I want you to tell me how my working hours have affected you. If you do that and give him some room and time to share his heart, you might just see his spirit open back up again. And then does it give him some input to say, "How? What do you want to see from me from here on in? And I want to work with you because I'm so committed to you and I've made a mistake. But I want to do over. I want to do this different. I still think there's time, Rosemarie. Don't give up hope.
Oh, it's just like, I just feel so bad because he was such a Bible boy. He was used to call himself the God boy, everything. And now it's just like, oh, and then today, well, he's in 10th grade. He's not little anymore. He's 15. He used to come to rehearsal with me, Bible, I mean, everything. Sing the loudest in the church. It looks like he has, like, the spirit of, what do you call it?
I'm going to jump in because we got to go to break, Rosemarie, but I want to jump in just real quick. Do you feel like you could sit him down, apologize, and ask him what he would like to see your work life look like? I mean, just to partner together, do you feel like you could do that?
Well, I could. I'd do that. I would do that. I'd write it down. I'd make it plain. I'd do all that.
We got to go to break, honey. But I'm Lord, I just pray for Rosemarie. I pray for just divine wisdom about next steps. She's still got her son under her roof. I just pray you work on him even right now and work on her and bring them to a new place of strength and rhythm and balance so that they can honor the family the way that you want them to. Bring some healing and forgiveness and redemption, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. When we come back, Joyce from Connecticut, you're on next. I hope you can hold this break. It's just a short one. It's Talk to Me Thursday. If you could do a do-over, have a do-over in any area of your life, what would it be? 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute. He is the Redeemer, and he redeems all things. And soon and very soon, we're going to see Jesus restore all things. Isn't that great news? Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. Every Thursday, second hour of the show, we do something called Talk to Me Thursday, where I throw a question to you, and you call because you're my special guest. Well, the question today is, if you could have a do-over in any area of life, what would it be? 877-933-2484. You can also call anonymously if you'd like. Joyce is checking in from Connecticut. Hey, Joyce, you're on the air.
Hi, Susie. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, and I'm thankful that you have this topic. My do-over is I would have had the 6 to 9 children or any children that I dreamed of having.
Mm. Did you have any?
And I would focus, once I became a Christian in my 30s, I would focus less on the do's and don'ts, and I would focus more on the love of God.
Wow.
Because I wanted to do things, quote unquote, the right way, have the husband and then have the children first. And the husband didn't come at that time the way I thought. And I have so many and know of so many people who are single parents, and God loves the children and they love their children and they're making it just fine. And although that would not have been the preferred way by scripture, but if I had known more of the love of God, then I wouldn't have waited until past my biological limitations.
I just got to make sure I'm understanding.
I don't have children.
I mean, adopting would be, I've got, you know, like Lisa Harper is a single author speaker who adopted a child, but I can't see where it would be. God's love, it never contradicts his call and his law. Do you know what I'm saying? So he wouldn't sanction you having sex to have a baby because you don't have a husband. I just want to make sure that that's really clear. And yet there are orphans and foster kids who are desperate for a parent, and more single parents are adopting them out of the system. That to me is quite different. I mean, I just want to make sure I understand what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I knew that, that, you know, foster and adoption was an option, but you know, being a mother, I wanted to have my own biological children. So that part was my choice, but I would just have children.
Mm. Well, you know, the thing that you said that about focusing on the rules versus focusing on God's love, I feel like when we walk in such intimacy with God, it seems like we sort of do the right things just by responding to his love versus having it be this, you know, religion thing. And I think maybe someone needed to hear that today. So Joyce, thank you so much for calling. And maybe you're listening today and you're pouring yourself into your work thinking, I won't regret having kids, but not having kids, but maybe you will. I mean, I'm just thinking about it. Maybe that you and your spouse are busy in your jobs, but I want you to think ahead to when you're 50 or 60 and you don't have any kids. Maybe you just prayerfully consider that. I don't know. Maybe that's for you. 877-933-2484. I know it's not for everybody. I'm just saying, I don't want you to have regrets. Nikki's checking in from Sioux Falls. Hey, Nikki, thanks. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, thanks for holding and thanks for joining us today.
Hi, thanks. Yeah, if I could have a do-over, it would definitely be my purity and to have maintain my virginity.
Mm. And how do you deal with that now? Do you deal with any kind of condemnation? Do you feel like you've sorted that through with the Lord?
Yeah, I've sorted it. I've sorted it through, but I know that things in my life would be different. I never actually got married until I was in my 30s, and I had 2 children out of wedlock, and I have 2 more with my current husband, and there's quite an age gap there. But, yeah, things would just be different.
Yeah.
If my walk would have been different, too, you know?
Yeah, it's very interesting. I was going to say, it's very interesting.
Different place in my walk with the Lord than I am now, obviously.
Mm-hmm. How did that affect you when you look back and having your kids you know, out of order, so to speak. I mean, how did that enemy come against you, and how did you get to a place of forgiveness and faith?
Well, I had a lot of condemnation from my mom. She would refer to my children as illegitimate. So that was very hurtful.
But you feel do you feel like you're still dealing with condemnation now, or do you get a sense that you're understanding God's grace in the midst of this part of your story?
Yeah, it's just, it's part of my story, and I know that too. It's taught me to grow up. It's taught me a responsibility.
Well, I want to pray for you.
Taught me to be selfless and not selfish.
Well, good for you. Well, Lord, I want to thank you for Nikki. I want to thank you that you forgive us. You forgive us, Lord Jesus, and you restore us. And I just pray that as Nikki sees herself in light of eternity, as she's got the robe of righteousness on, that you see her as pure. You see her as pure and undefiled in every way. And I just pray, God, that you give her a fresh perspective even now on her new identity. The old is gone. The new has come. I pray that she'd see herself as a new creation in you. And you give her just a fresh vision for where you're taking her. And I pray that for Joyce, too, who called in earlier, that you give her a fresh vision for what you intend for her, Lord, and lead her in the way that you should go. All right, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Nikki, for calling.
Thank you.
God bless you. I'm going to see if we can squeeze in one more call. Faith is checking in from Florida. Hey, Faith, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Joyce. Thank you.
How old are you, Faith? Do you have a high voice, or are you young?
I just have a high voice.
Oh, so sweet.
I'm 26.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, well, you have a darling voice. Yeah, so tell me what your do-over would be.
My do-over would be in my teen years. After I graduated high school, I pretty much wasted 5 years of my life following the wrong voices. And through that, I severely hurt my family by my actions. I wish that I had clung to my parents' wisdom, because I just didn't have it. I didn't have any problems until high school. I don't know. Obviously, it was the wrong voices I was listening to, but
yeah.
I definitely regret that. I really wish that I could do that over. It took a long time for my parents to trust me again, and took a lot of forgiveness. But God has shown me a lot through it. I mean, He's shown me what His forgiveness is like.
Amen.
Because the main thing that it was something I didn't agree with that my father did as throughout childhood, and found out some skeletons in the closet that I shouldn't have found out about. And I instead of forgiving my father for those things that were in the past, I held on to them, and I was like, no, this is not right, you know.
And then you acted out of those things. Okay, I'm so sorry. We are up against our hard break, but I'm just going to say, Faith, no, it's okay. I wanted to get you in before we wrap here. But what you know now, because of where you've walked and God's forgiveness, you have some wisdom to offer other young people who are tempted to walk off the path that God has. So I just pray God puts those young people in your path, and you start to see God redeem your story. And I'm glad that you know how much He loves you, dear girl. Thank you so much for calling. Bless you, dear one. You've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. In just a bit, you can find a podcast of today's program up on our website at myfaithradio.com. Oh, it's been so great to talk to each and every one of you. Remember this, too. The Lord wants you to last long and finish strong. He is the one who'll keep you strong to the end. Have a great day.